ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: أحسنوا في عقب غيركم تحفظوا في عقبكم.
Imam Ali stated, "Do good with the bereaved ones of others, so that good is done to your bereaved ones as well." Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the son of Abu Talib. Now, one of the great lessons and profound things which we learn from the truly universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is the fact that charity doesn't always need to be money. It doesn't always need to be dollars and cents. So we find in the historical texts, both in the Shia school of thought and the Sunni school of thought, that Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him, used to plant trees and irrigate orchards with his own holy and powerful hands. Now, despite the fact that Imam Ali alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, was a divinely appointed imam, he had a great amount of knowledge, an exceptional amount of wisdom. He was the most perfect disciple and the most perfect miracle, the living miracle of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And despite this, he still worked with his own hands. He worked hard. He worked day and night, whether it was hot or cold. And you will find that he planted countless date palm trees, these trees which produce date fruit. He planted other kinds of trees, and he irrigated these orchards with his own hands. He dug wells. Now, what did Imam Ali alayhi salam do after he planted all these trees and he watered all these trees and he created these beautiful orchards and he dug all of these wells in order to give water? He ended up giving them away to the needy and the poor and the weak for the sake of the satisfaction of Allah. He made orchards one after the other and then gave them in the path of Allah. He gave it all in the path of Allah. And you know what is really interesting, dear friends, is that he never saved the money that he made for himself or his family. Rather, again, he gave it to the weak and the needy and the helpless. This, dear friends, is what we learn from Imam Ali. Peace and blessings upon him. To work hard, to earn a livelihood, and to give as much as we can on the path of Allah. And when we give on the path of Allah, we strengthen not only those around us, but we strengthen ourselves as well. For the Muslim Ummah is comprised of individuals, and the stronger each individual is, the stronger the Ummah will become. A beautiful and profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
For the protection of the day when property will not avail, nor sons except he who comes with a heart free from evil. Ask you for protection on the day when the unjust one will bite his hands, saying, "Oh, would that I had taken away with the messenger."
يَوْمَ يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ الأقدام.
And I ask you for protection on the day when the guilty shall be recognized by their marks, so they shall be seized by the forelocks and the feet.
وأسألك الأمان يوم لا يجزي والد عن ولده ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا إن وعد الله حق.
And I ask you for protection on the day when a father shall not give any satisfaction for his son, nor shall the child give any satisfaction for his father. Surely the promise of Allah is true.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm Atta, the producer of the program To My Brother, and at this moment I invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Fayyaz Jafar. I hope you enjoy it.
One day it is said that one man, during the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen in the city of Kufa, one of his ministers came toward him and said, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, I have been a recipient of news that a lady who was a non-Muslim had her anklet bracelet stolen from her." And when the news came toward Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, in this regard, he responded by saying, "I would not be shocked if a believer died just upon hearing of this tragic news." When we hear or when we see things that are far more tragic than what Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen is talking about in regards toward a lady having her anklet bracelet stolen in the 7th century, all of a sudden we wonder, why don't we have that same mercy? Why don't we have that same compassion? Why do we not derive or strive, put in our very best effort toward making a difference in the world that we're living in? And when we go toward furthermore reflecting upon narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salatu was-salam, we see that they themselves have even given us a roadmap in terms of how we institute changes and differences within our society. Today, all across the world, specifically in my country, the United States of America, the socio-political climate is not very kind toward the Muslim community. Furthermore, followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salatu was-salam are marginalized in the United States like they are in a lot of other parts of the world. But where are the flag bearers of the justice of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam? Where are we in terms of us as individuals and us as communities making efforts toward mobilizing ourselves, toward making real socio-political differences within the communities that we're living in and that we're engaging in?
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.